Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some farming news, list some management recommendations for prussic acid and high nitrates in forage, and remind everyone of tomorrow's McPherson County's Farmers Market. This will be the last Saturday of the year for the Farmers Market. But first, for today's Did You Know, that any person in the county can nominate a deserving Kansas producer or landowner for the 2021 Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Awards Program. This year, the Kansas Bankers Association, K-State Research and Extension, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced six award categories: energy conservation, water quality, water conservation, soil conservation, windbreaks, and wildlife and habitat. The purpose of this program is to stimulate a greater interest in the conservation of the agriculture and natural resources of Kansas by giving recognition to those farmers and landowners who have made outstanding progress in practicing conservation on their farms. In 2020, 197 Kansas producers and landowners were recognized through this program. Nominations can be made right here at the McPherson County Extension Office and need to be made by December 3rd. In my farming news, wheat planting is underway and fall harvest continues. Also, both armyworm and fall armyworms are still causing considerable concern, at least throughout the eastern two-thirds of Kansas. They have slowed over the last couple of weeks. Therefore, if you have experienced significant worm activity in the last month or two, now is a great time to start monitoring those vulnerable areas, such as seeding wheat, brome, or alfalfa, to detect any new worm infestations while the worms are small before they can do much feeding and damage. In my livestock news, many Kansas cattle operations rely on some type of harvested feed to use in the winter months, and common among these sources is forage sorghum, millets, sorghum sedan grass, and sedan. Forages in the sorghum family are prone to two different problems with feeding cattle: nitrate poisoning and prussic acid poisoning. Millet does not contain prussic acid but can have high nitrates. Prussic acid and nitrate poisoning are easy to get confused because both result in a lack of oxygen availability to the animal and are more likely to occur when the plant is stressed. Here are some management recommendations for both prussic acid and high nitrates. Test first, don't gamble. Feed animals with a known feedstuff and have them full before introduction into a potential problematic feeds. Don't turn them in hungry. Having the forage insulated will reduce concentrates by 40 to 60% in a well-made silage, but may not be enough to result in safe feed. Nitrate concentrates are higher at the base of the plant and are less in the head and the leaves. So grazing or cutting the stalk at a higher than normal level can reduce the nitrate levels in the forage. Do not harvest drought-stressed forage within 7 to 14 days after a good rainfall to reduce the levels of accumulated nitrates. In other extension news, the Master Gardeners and Friends group are still seeking small square bales of wheat straw or round bales of wheat straw or mulch that contain no bindweed. This will be used to mulch the large vegetable garden on the north end of the fairgrounds. If you have some mulch or straw to donate, please contact me here at the office or Phyllis Van Horn at 316-558-0349. This Saturday will be the last Farmers Market of the year. You can find us on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. The Farmers Market will open on Saturday from 7:30 and run till noon right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds. Stop by this Saturday morning to visit with all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a happy Friday.